Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken presented the annual International Women of Courage Awards. Awardees have worked to ensure that their nation's legal systems protect all people, said Undersecretary for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights, Azra Zeya.
And when those systems cannot or will not protect every citizen, they have fought to transform them. They've broken barriers, risen to new heights, and inspired other young women to follow their lead.
One of those recognized is Dr. Zakira Hekmat. Born in Afghanistan, Dr. Hekmat founded the Afghan Refugee Solidarity Association in Turkey and has helped many Afghans gain refugee protection and asylum. Another, Alba Rueda, is Argentina's special envoy for sexual orientation and gender identity. She was instrumental in passing the Transgender Labor Quota Act. In the Central African Republic, Professor Danielle Darlin was recognized for her defense of her nation's constitution. Ms. Doris Rios of Costa Rica is involved in multiple initiatives to improve the lives of indigenous people. Meza Mohammed of Ethiopia, a veteran journalist, has reported on survivors of gender-based violence and worked to find them treatment. In Jordan, human rights activist Hadil Abdelaziz is the founder of the Justice Center for Legal Aid, which provides services to thousands of at-risk individuals every year. Bakishan Torgajina from Kazakhstan is a civil society activist who has campaigned for the protection of human rights in her country. Senator Datuk Ras Adiba Radzi from Malaysia is a broadcast journalist, presenter, and producer who has spent most of her professional life advancing and promoting human rights, using her platforms to shed light on injustices in Malaysian society. Brigadier General Bolor Ganbold from Mongolia became the first woman general in the Mongolian Armed Forces in 2022. Bianca Zaluska is a Polish journalist who has documented Russia's aggression against Ukraine since 2014 and has advocated for the people of Ukraine for more than a decade. Yulia Paevska of Ukraine is best known for her work secretly filming and smuggling out videos documenting atrocities committed by Russian forces in Mariupol. Separately, the inaugural Madeleine Albright Honorary Group Award went to the women and girl protesters of Iran. To our honorees, said Secretary Blinken, the United States is proud to be by your side as you and others wage those 100 small battles day in, day out, and we will be there and be there with you for the long haul.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.